You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
All right, welcome back into The Drive. The breaking news in the NFL right now. Still, through the break, we're just finding more information. Just really still a bit. You're shocked?
These cannot be. I am shocked.
You're shocked.
I'd be even more shocked if these are the full
surprise.
Terms.
If you missed it, if you're just jumping in, the Dallas Cowboys, they're trading their three-time All-Pro linebacker, Micah Parsons, to conference rival Green Bay Packers. Yeah, my mess was traded him to the Eagles, to the Green Bay Packers. Parsons and the Packers have already reached an agreement on a four-year, $188 million contract done by David Mulligetta, his agent. He had his hand in the trade and ultimately negotiated the record-breaking contract that includes $120 million fully guaranteed at signing. And makes Parsons the highest paid non-quarterback in NFL history. Let me try that again. He had his hand in the trade and ultimately negotiated his record-breaking contract. This is what we're hearing. Adam Schefter and Ian Rappaport reporting that in this, the Cowboys are getting two first-round picks and defensive tackle Kenny Clark. And the Packers are getting Parsons. That is what we're hearing right now.
That can't be it. Now we're reaching new levels here. We're reaching new levels.
Does that not feel like enough?
It does not feel like enough.
Does this feel like Luka? Austin Reeves is still sitting over there.
but in this case,
they didn't get a first round pick
like
in that trade.
Yeah, because in this case, like the draft picks are much more valuable in football than they are in basketball. So with the Luka deal, you're like, okay, how come they didn't get Austin Reeves or Dalton Kennett or one of their other,
or even a first round pick,
or even a first, yeah, they didn't get any of it. In this case,
you got AD, baby.
You've got to load up on picks if you're trading Micah Parsons, which, by the way, again, I want to be clear, is insane in and of itself. I don't care what
you're
getting back,
because you feel like if you're going to do it, you're going to get a haul, right?
Yeah, I was, for me, that was a given. Like there is a very much a bare minimum standard for what you're trading Micah Parsons for, and it should start with something like what these full terms are, and you should negotiate it into more, you know, an extra, another fourth, another third and fifth, and, you know, there should be more picks associated with this trade, and it doesn't make sense to me. None of it makes sense to me. The fact that they would do it and what they would get back.
Kenny Clark, I remember him went to UCLA, but it feels like he's been in the league. Yeah, Kenny Clark will be 30 October 4th.
That does nothing for you. Nothing. So just basically two first-round picks and
Kenny Clark for the next couple of years.
A pretty good defensive tackle for the next couple of years. That ain't going to do it.
Yeah, that is...
Not for the dude that the Packers,
and they let
say
him,
what you want,
right,
fairly well run over the years, are going to give a record-setting deal to this guy.
And they let him negotiate with the Packers and choose, almost seems like he was able to choose his destination.
Man. It sucks to be them.
Who else was up there for it?
Sucks to be the Cowboys right now.
Now, we talked about this during the break. That's when it's really fun when you get breaking news stuff like this. You kind of go in a bunch of different avenues. That mean Will Anderson gonna get this? Does this mean that if we're looking at 4 years, $188 million, $120 fully guaranteed, putting him at $47 million per, that's where I'm seeing it puts him at $47 million annually, which jumps him over everybody, but over T.J. Watt, who makes 41. Jamar Chase is at 40. Like, those are the next ones. T.J. Watt, 41. Non-paid quarterbacks, $41 million, and then Micah Parsons at 47. He jumped him by $6 million. Will Anderson, he going over that, fellas?
Yeah, if he's healthy this year, I think that's the baseline.
Let's say Will Anderson.
I don't know if he goes over it, but this is a baseline to work with.
Let's say Will Anderson plays the way Will Anderson does against the run. Let's say Will Anderson gets in there. He has 13 sacks, Pro Bowl season.
Bad MF-er.
Does he jump Micah Parsons?
Yeah. I don't know if he jumps. This is around the neighborhood. So. I don't know if he jumps him. Because, I mean, think about it. Micah Parsons has been an all-pro for 3 seasons. You know, Will Anderson has not been an all-pro at all. It would only be 1 season if he was this year. Like, Micah Parsons, I don't know. I think we're talking about something a little bit different here. But this is around the neighborhood.
Yeah, you know, I know this.
This is in the neighborhood.
I hear what you're saying, but somehow, like, we see players jump other players all the time.
Yeah, yeah. No,
that are. I mean,
it's more of just a market thing.
Yeah, market.
Like, if this is the new market, then yeah, this is around the base level.
And the Texans, you think, go there? Also knowing that potentially CJ jumps Dak.
Yeah.
Who's over $60 million per.
Yeah, the next guy jumps the previous guy.
God bless, brother.
That's normally how it works.
Text line coming through. I would not want to pay Will that kind of money. That kind of money isn't good for the Texans and Will Anderson. I'm not paying Will that if I'm the Texans. 99 reasons.
Well, you better get ready.
They're paying Will Anderson's not going anywhere.
It could be a little more. It could be a little less.
Just the way it goes, like you were saying.
But it's going to be somewhere.
He's jumping T.J. Watt right at 41.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, this is what we're talking about. Like, you're not signing him on a hometown discount. I don't know what you think this is. So, yeah, this is what it's going to cost. Something like this. Is it exactly this? Is it a little more? Is it a little less? But it's going to be around what this is.
Man. Woo.
Now, Will got to be rubbing his hands together.
I'm telling you.
Rubbing his hands together.
Hit Jared Verse probably doing the same thing somewhere down the line. Yeah, it is.
I mean, think about it. What if Will goes out there and he's defensive player of the year? He's jumping this easily.
He's jumping.
Yeah, I think if he's all pro.
If he's an all pro, he's jumping.
The only way he doesn't jump this is if, you know, knock on wood, he's not healthy and, you know, they're able to use his lack of a year against
him. They're going to take care of him.
Yeah.
CJ and him are getting taken care of. Straight up. I know Nick Caserio has pulled it off by signing guys early and getting it done. They're still going to hit a huge number.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think you're getting the Nico Collins bargain, right? Like, that. I think that deal has aged amazing.
It has.
But I don't think you're getting any kind of bargain with Will Anderson, and certainly not C.J. Stroud, who is represented by
David
Mulligetta. So,
Will might be represented by David Mulligetta here soon.
Hey. Might not need to, thanks to David Mulligetta.
What it,
you know?
Tyler, what is the thing that has blown you away the most by this Micah Parsons being traded?
I mean, it's all pretty jaw-dropping, and I cannot get the hate for Jerry Jones out of my head if I'm a Dallas fan right now.
Yeah, mine is just the fact that it didn't have to happen, right?
Yeah, it didn't have to happen, but also within the NFC and to that squad that took you out. That's a tough pill to swallow if you ask me.
Yeah, you got to trade him to like the Dolphins. You got to trade him to the Patriots.
I'm not gonna say.
Trade him to Jacksonville.
I want to say to you, you all that are lifelong Houstonian, and I will be honest, almost 6 years ago I did not understand it. Now that I have been here over 5 years, I understand the feeling of Houston versus Dallas. I understand how you all have expressed to me how you feel. And as a fan, you should be, I mean, tickled, laughing like hell, talking all kinds of trash to Dallas fans. You should be.
Yeah.
I just texted a Cowboy friend of mine.
If you're a Houstonian, you're that. I am not a Houstonian that was born here, so I don't have the natural hate for Dallas. I legit feel bad for Dallas fans, man. This Luka and this.
Hey.
And you don't feel like at all that you won either one of these trades. Like, which is worse? Luka's worse to me. I mean, you were just in the finals the year before. He had a generational guy. Like, but this is bad, right? You're sitting there thinking, if you're a Cowboy fan, all right, we got three really good players. Dak, CeeDee Lamb, Micah. Micah is the youngest and the best of the three.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And we trade them to the Packers.
Hey, Cowboys Nation.
You can feel bad for Dallas all you want.
When it comes
to sports, if they die, they die.
No, I think you should feel that way.
If they die, they die.
You should feel that way. I'm sorry. I can't drum up the natural just hate for Dallas. And I think you all should have all of that feeling. You should right now.
But feel bad for what? Just self-inflicted.
I'm just saying, when you're a fan, that your team just does stuff like this.
But you ain't got to be a fan. Let them jokers go.
I don't know. I'm just like I'm
Roof
not
of the
a,
Thunder.
Just like I'm
Roof
not
of
a,
them Texans.
Just like I'm not a fan of like a natural fan of the Texans. I felt bad when a televangelist was taking over the organization. Right? I felt bad when, like, damn man, these cats, this has to be hell to be rolling through this. Like, I felt bad when you had a televangelist taking over and you had James Harden gaining weight on purpose so he could get traded. I felt bad for that. I did. I felt bad for that.
Hey, life is hard. And if he dies, he dies. That's all I'm saying.
Coming up, we will get to the college football question of the day, I think. We'll get to the college football question of the day, and obviously – you guys are still coming in with your thoughts on the biggest news of the day. The Dallas Cowboys, Jerry Jones, has traded his best player to the Green Bay Packers, who he faces in week 4 on Sunday Night Football.
And who dog walked him most recently.
Dallas. Hey, Cowboys Nation.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.